Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Over the middle, that's caught for Njoku and a touchdown. Winston is picked, intercepted. Bonito, goodbye. No flags. Touchdown, Denver. Winston, end zone, Njoku. Touchdown. Third and 11, down the middle. Mims, he's gone. Oh. Touchdown, Denver. Can Cleveland answer? They try with Judy. They got him. He's going the other way. Touchdown as the Browns and Broncos trade close. Here's a pick. Intercepted. And that should end the night. McMillan, the other way. Touchdown, Broncos.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I had something I was going to say to you. Oh, I know what it is. Hey, it's Jeremy and Joe. Let's get stupid right off the bat.
Yeah?
Okay. The NFL announces that Jameis Winston will start the Black Friday game next year.
In.
It doesn't
matter where he is.
Don't care where he is. Yeah. Don't know. Just, yeah. Jameis has put his face on the schedule. Yeah. Jameis's team.
And your risk of signing him in the offseason is you got to know he's got to start that game. I don't care if the Bills sign him.
Got to play.
You're right. The downside, the consequence of that is you can have him as your backup. He has to play the Black Friday game.
And maybe Christmas.
Yeah.
And
I'm in for him
Thanksgiving
to play
prime
time. I'm in just one prime time game a week, yeah. Which is Jameis Winston out there. He's amazing, right?
Yeah.
He is what a delight that he exists, Jameis Winston. He is just, there's jokes made about the league being better with him in there, and he's fun. Like, no, he legitimately is more fun to watch every single week. Both ends, right? Like the positive end and then the negative end. It's funny. Which, of course, is a pick six at the end of the game when they were only down one.
Two pick sixes for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, those will get a lot of attention. He did throw for 497 yards and a bunch of touchdowns.
How about Cleveland deciding to throw him 58 times in that football game?
What do you have to lose?
I thought about that because he, everywhere he's gone, has been the same person, right? He's a little, he's not even a little, he's very erratic. He is going to light up the defense, though, at the same time. And the Cleveland Browns are supposed to be like a run team, aren't they? With like play action and Stefanski from Minnesota and Chubb. And I thought, like, I wonder if coaches just watch him for like four plays in a row and go, he's heating up. Should keep throwing it. It looks good. Like the ball coming out of his hands, it looks good. And it's like so captivating to keep having him throw that coaches just can't look away. They can't possibly hand the ball off the way he looks sometimes.
The way he drops back and throws the ball is what, when you were 10 years old, you envisioned yourself dropping back and throwing it. You're like,
yeah.
Surveys over the middle, fires. Like that's Jameis Winston and everything.
Even his like mannerisms when he's like scrambling around with two hands on the ball. He looks like you told an actor that's never played football before to play a quarterback when he's running around in the backfield.
He beat the Steelers.
He did do that.
He beat the Ravens.
He probably should have beat the Broncos, but
maybe should have beat the Broncos.
Again, he threw for 500 yards. Is that a great game? It's a great game. Two pick sixes, maybe it's not a great
game. Well, do you want the stat of the day? Because it's not just the 500 yards. He also, if you add in the interception return yards, it's the most yards ever thrown for in a game in the NFL.
Ever?
Yeah, the most what was even the phrase for this? Not all-purpose yards, but
all yards.
The most air yards going both ways, 668 yards. Combined passing yards plus interception return yards is the most by any quarterback in a game in NFL history.
Maybe that's why he couldn't get the ball out to the edge at the end, and it was a pick. His arm was tired.
Maybe.
He threw for 600 yards in the game.
And then after the game, he said he's hoping for the Lord to deliver him from pick sixes.
Yeah.
He said that. He's a gem.
Yeah.
Broncos win. The AFC playoff picture after that one is, I mean, it's not quite totally locked up, but, man, it looks pretty solid. The Colts are the only team, they have a 24% chance.
Yeah.
And after that, the next closest,
Miami.
The Dolphins have 16.
Yeah.
And
not likely.
No, not at all. The Bengals are 2%. And you're looking at Denver probably making it.
Although, that was a weird Denver game, too. Like,
yeah.
They did not look great defensively at times. They were chucking the ball down the field, it felt like, trying to match Winston. Like, Bo Nix, the amount of times he threw the ball down the field was pretty wild. I had watched a good amount of Denver this year, and I don't remember that. I don't remember them being this air it out, let's throw the ball 50 yards down the field once a drive type of team. And it did work the one time. That throw that Bo Nix makes to Mims down the seam is just a laser beam right on the mark. So, kind of a weird game for Denver. I don't expect them to look like that very often.
Yeah. Well, good for Denver. They got to win. I learned something about Denver last night. I had to Google what they were chanting. Do you know?
No.
Did you catch that?
No, I missed it.
So you're watching a Denver game, and after a play, you just hear this three-syllable chant. And I'm
after a play? That like a touchdown?
Well,
like,
I didn't know what the play that earns the chant was yet, but it's just... Yeah, it's not a touchdown. During the course of play, and I think it's when they're on defense. I mean, I know the answer now. So yes, it's when they're on defense. And I'm thinking, what is it? Do they yell, "It's third down"? You know, around the league, around the world, there are a lot of weird traditions. What you might chant, you know, in college hockey when the announcer says 1 minute left in the third period, and you're like, Colgate game, they'll yell, and Cornell still sucks, you know. Like, crowd interactions.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do that?
They do that a lot. That's of college funny. Hockey games.
All right.
Yeah, about your rival.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, they're yelling something at Denver, and
okay.
I couldn't figure it out. Well, you two decide if this is cool or not.
Okay.
I looked it up. What do they yell? When a pass falls incomplete, the announcer says, and the pass is, and the whole stadium goes, incomplete.
Oh, it's horrible.
That's it.
That's like tedious.
That's what they do every time.
Totally.
Complete.
That is lame.
That is what Denver is doing.
Yeah, imagine being a Denver fan if that Josh Allen 9 for whatever game happened.
We've been busy.
Like, yeah, you're
just
sitting,
a party.
It's like a job, though. Like, you're doing it so much.
Listen, we watch the Premier League, and sometimes they get to a point where they're passing the ball around enough on the buildup that they cheer every pass.
But that's like an exciting buildup, though.
It's your team forcing an incompletion.
It's too common of a play to have a chant for, I might want to say.
Are you sure about that? How many incompletions did Jameis have?
Yesterday? I mean, it probably happens 10 times a game, doesn't it? Jameis had 24 incompletions.
Well, 24 times they got to yell, incomplete.
I think it's lame. I think it's a really lame chant. I'm looking up real quick like how it started. It started against the Chiefs in 96. I like it a little bit more now.
Yeah, right.
It started against the Chiefs. Yeah.
One day in 1996.
Yeah, they had thrown 9 consecutive incompletions, the Chiefs did.
Okay.
So, you know, that though, that's kind of like, that's mocking the other goalie when he's allowed like 5 goals in a row,
yes.
Right? Like, that. Then it's deserved, but what? Mahomes is 20 of 21, and then he throws his second incompletion of the game, and they're down 20, and they're going to go, incomplete.
Yeah.
Oh, get over it. Get over yourselves. That's a terrible chant. I hate it.
Should we do it to the Broncos when they come here in the playoffs?
I don't even think it's a good troll.
I know. I agree.
I don't like it. That's weird.
I couldn't figure out what it was. I'm thinking, what could it be? What? They're doing it all the time.
There's not even like a tie-in to like Denver Broncos, right? Like, you know, like you maybe notice this in Sabre games. Like when they're singing the national anthem and when they get to the word star, yep. Stars fans chant stars.
And in Washington, they shout red.
Knights in...
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Yeah, so like that. Tie-ins to your team name. Like there's no tie-in to Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
In any context.
No, you're right.
Except, I don't like it.
People know that Denver Broncos are very famous for not being able to complete passes. So that is one tie-in.
Hmm.
The actual Broncos can't complete passes. No. Incomplete.
That's a bad chant. That's a bad chant. I like their uniforms.
Yeah.
They had the worst uniforms like in the league.
At least
the most outdated.
They did.
They had not changed their uniforms in like 25 years before this season. So I've liked their update.
Yeah, they look
change
like,
it up a little bit.
They look like they went through a modernizer and they're a little bit better.
Which is all they needed.
Yeah,
they needed to go through a modernizer.
They did need what they did.
They needed to stop wearing what Terrell Davis was wearing in 1999 with giant shoulder pads.
Yeah. Well, our number is 803-0550. Today on the show, Howard picks the Bills and the playoffs. The playoff picking start.
Yep.
We know the Bills are in the playoffs. Playoff picking starts today. So that's coming up 8:30. We'll talk with Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock on the State of the Sabres, who play tonight against Colorado, looking to bounce back and shake off that loss to the New York Islanders, kind of get back on track.
They have 5 home games in a row.
Okay.
3 in a row against Western Conference teams. Colorado, Winnipeg, Utah in the next 3.
Well, get some wins. Find a way. Stack some wins.
And Casey Mittelstadt's returned today.
Welcome back, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Trade has gone all right. Bo Byram's been playing better. Mittelstadt for Colorado, I think, is fine.
Yeah. You want a quick Sabre thought, real quick?
Sure.
On thinking about Mittelstadt for tonight, they can't score right now, right? Two shutouts in the last 3. They haven't scored in 13 straight power plays, so that's back where they can't score on the power play. And I see Chad DeDominicis from Expected Buffalo do a lot of write-ups on this recently. They're a low-event hockey team right now. They're like bottom 3 in expected goals for, and they're a little above average in expected goals against. So the Sabres are playing like a low-event style of hockey right now. And we've talked about the difference in style from 2 years ago. How about the difference in personnel? Casey Mittelstadt, Jeff Skinner, and Victor Olofsson combined for 88 goals 2 years ago. And almost 200 points between the 3. And I'm not saying they had to keep those 3. Have they made any intention whatsoever to replace the offense they don't have in those 3 players anymore? Or what I should say is the offense they had in those 3 players 2 years ago. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go. Doesn't look like it.
No,
and right now, they look like a team that has not been prioritizing scoring.
Right. One of the questions I've got for Lindy is coming up today, 8 o'clock. Is are you by design a low event team?
Right. Which they are.
Yeah.
Right now,
you want to be a low event team, or is it something that you're kind of dealing with right now?
Yeah. So, yeah, not very hopeful right now with them because of the offense. Because that was my biggest question in the offseason was, do you have enough people that can score goals and can finish?
And right now it does not look like that.
No, it looks like they have two guys that I trust to do that consistently.
Yeah.
Tuck and Thompson. Like, that's it. Paterka's not even doing it.
No, that's been one player I feel like they've not quite lost, but he's not the same player he was. He was, at one point, the most exciting player to watch. I mean, Tage missed a lot of time last year, so that would have been why Paterka was so high on the list of most exciting Sabres. But every night you could count on him to have a ton of scoring chances and be amazing, and now, like, that's just, it's kind of missing. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he hasn't scored in 8 games.
Yeah. Did he have a drought that long all of last year?
Six games without a point. Man, I don't know. He had one of those, he had a really long one 2 years ago. Last year, I bet he might not have had one that long.
803-0550, our number. Watching some of the Jameis Winston pick sixes, there's the first one. Broncos 41-30.
The Winston coaster.
Not 41-34. It was a 9-point game ultimately. 41-32.
What is he next year? Is he a starter somewhere?
Winston?
Yeah. Is he a starter in Cleveland even still?
He should be. He hits that big one over the top to Jerry Jeudy. He missed one over the top to Jerry Jeudy early in the game.
Yeah, he did.
You want to talk about one thing? All right, I'll go here for one quick moment. One thing the Bills offense does not have is that.
What? Over the top?
Yep. Do not have it. Do not attempt it. They don't have it.
They don't really attempt it very often.
Last night, and you'll see it in a lot of these games, and maybe it's just because teams play them in such a way they feel they can't, but Marquez Valdes-Scantling caught another deep ball over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to complain. I'm not here to say anything's wrong, but can we all just at least note it? They don't even try it over the top, down the field. I had C.J. Stroud last week shooting deep, looking for Nico Collins, or maybe it was Tank Dell, but underthrown. And last night, Jameis misses Jerry Jeudy on one deep and hits him on another one later. Two in the same game to the same guy. The Bills do not try it. The Chiefs try it. They don't hit it. They try it to Worthy all the time. Mahomes misses him all the time.
He missed him again on Friday.
Yes, he did.
Play to win the game, or to end the game.
He misses him all the time.
Yeah.
And the Bills do not try that play.
I'm trying to think of the last time they did. Was it
MVS week one?
I was going to say week one, there was a bomb down the field that he missed. Because isn't that a Cooper play right for them right now?
In theory.
Yesterday it was Jeudy for Cleveland. And if Cooper was on the Browns right now with Winston, I'm sure they'd be doing the same thing with him.
That can be a Curtis Samuel play if he can run. If he's healthy enough to run.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're getting Coleman plays down the field, right? But those are not running behind the cornerback, which part of it is the receiver, right? Like, Coleman's not often going to be the guy that's behind the secondary, and then you just got to lay it out for him. Usually it is going to be a jump ball, which is why I'm thinking of Cooper for this a little bit more. And no, there's nothing I can think of since MVS, especially not that they've connected on.
No.
And I wouldn't count like Shakir against the Ravens where Allen's like buying 6 seconds and he's by the sideline, right? And he's just whipping it down the field. The plays I'm thinking of, Winston drops back in the pocket, receiver beats his corner, and he just chucks the ball down the field. Like those are the plays that I'm thinking of. And yeah, I can't remember the last time the Bills have tried one. Is that a problem though? It's not a fatal flaw, I don't think, but is it something that they're going to have to do once, twice?
It's a good question.
Like, they are very efficient, and they still get their big plays, right? Like, they're getting their big plays through Yak right now. Shakir does that a lot. James Cook is giving them that. Allen does that himself, running the ball, and his scrambling ability out of structure. He'll give you explosive plays that other quarterbacks don't. So, I don't know. I feel like they could live without it. I think you'd rather have it, obviously, and maybe that's to come with Allen and Cooper, but I think they could live without it.
When's the last one? Is it Gabe against Pittsburgh? We ripped it away from Minkah Fitzpatrick. How many years ago is that?
Oh, that can't be right.
Is that too far back?
That is so far back.
Okay.
But I'm not saying you're wrong. It just feels like that would be crazy.
Is it Diggs against Tennessee?
Okay.
Is that last year? I'm trying to mix my seasons together.
Diggs had a few early in the year, I think. But, like, since then, yeah, I don't know.
Just doesn't
Some of those plays, though, yesterday, like, Judy is 10 yards behind
that's what
any
I mean.
Bronco defender.
That's,
I wonder.
That's part of what I mean. The Bills literally never get a guy 10 yards behind a defender.
I wonder, though, is there a defense that ever is playing defense like that against them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, but if the Bills were ever going to play, if Sean McDermott had to play Josh Allen, and what would he do on defense? He would never in a million years let there be a moment where a safety is not the last man on the
that
field.
That said, they got by Nico Collins this year.
That was a rookie, though.
Right? Sure, right. Yeah.
No, I know. What
coverage mean, breakdowns, anything.
Yeah.
It's, again, not complaining, but, man, they haven't had an over-the-top touchdown in forever. And maybe that is... Oh, you know what? I mean, Diggs last year against Kansas City was a shot.
That would have been the
he
play.
He didn't catch it. Yeah. Also, Allen missed Diggs a bunch of times last year when they were going down the field like that. So maybe it's on... Maybe it's they don't call it because the quarterback doesn't hit it that much. Could that be it?
Well, also, really, how long can I say that we're still kind of waiting for Cooper to hit? You know, like, how much opportunity has there been for that? He was new right away, and then he got hurt, right? And then he came back, and what have we had since then? He had one game against Kansas City where he played half the snaps, and he made a couple big plays. I mean, you could argue those Cooper plays are approaching what we're talking about, right? Because what are the plays that Cooper makes against Kansas City? Those are just straight fade routes. That's it. That's just line up against your corner, jab step inside, beat him to the outside, down the field, lay it out for him. So they weren't 50 yards down the field, and he's way behind the defender, but those are the plays that you're getting closer on. And then this past week, it's the snow, and you might not want to do as much down the field. He only had 3 targets. The game was also way out of hand in the second half. So if the game had been closer, maybe Cooper has 7 targets in the game, even in the snow, instead of 3.
Yeah.
So I think Cooper's the one I'm waiting on, and I still feel like there hasn't been a chance for that to really pop. Other than, again, the Kansas City game, and I had 2-3 plays in the Kansas City game that were getting kind of close to what we're talking about.
Maybe part of your answer is when Cooper is able to be viewed as a fully formed product, when he's out there 6 weeks in and Coleman's on the other side.
Yes.
Could that be it? Like the two of them together? Because we've seen very little of that. 5 quarters?
Right.
It is.
And in those 5 quarters, it looked like that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like, Mac Hollins was not playing nearly as much. Like, he was almost, like, just coming on for rest when other guys needed a rest. So I think when they get back on the field healthy, like, whenever they're in 11 personnel, which is still most of the time, like, I think those are your two boundary receivers.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. I mean, you drafted Coleman to do that, unless you're going to start using him as a power slot, which they have not done. 803-0550. Anyways, we get started here on a Tuesday morning. I've got instant trivia for you and for Josh when we get back.
Ooh.
Next segment. Yeah, real good, solid instant trivia to get started. You know, wake you up.
Jaron Joe's Knowledge Emporium at 7:30.
Yep.
We give you stats or stories from each and every single game from the past week that you might have missed. Get you some info on that. Did anyone else miss Terry Pegula talking about winning the Super Bowl in the locker room?
I did see that. Yes. I only saw it the one time, though. I don't even remember exactly what he said.
Man, yeah, a few words in the moment, but that's what he said. Like, they are celebrating their fifth straight division title, and Terry walks in. He, you know, McDermott brings him over, and he's got a big jacket on. He's outside. Looks like he's pretty happy. He's like, we got five. Now let's get that one. That's a pretty big thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
It's just speaking.
Was he saying the Super Bowl, though, or did he mean the one seed?
No, he meant,
because Allen said the one seed.
There's
like,
no,
like 5 minutes before that.
If he meant the one seed, I guess he could have meant the one seed.
Now let's get the one. I think he might have meant the one seed.
No, that
now that I'm
one.
Thinking about it. Allen, I don't have to connect the two, but Allen had said in this press conference right before that that our next goal is the one seed.
Yeah, that's their next goal, but that is not their goal.
You think when he says the one?
Yes.
He means the Super Bowl.
He means we've got five, which is a number of accomplishments. Let's get that one accomplishment.
Because he's right. He's not speaking within the context of the season.
No. He says, we got five. Now let's get that one. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some, I hadn't thought about that. Maybe some of the players thought he meant the one seed. I think he meant the Super Bowl. 803-0550. Instant trivia on the Bills. When we get back, you'll like it. I think you'll be good at it too. And, you know, we'll get you through. As we approach Bills, Rams, and the chase for the one seed, what it's worth is a discussion to have. And we'll have that with you as well. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.